Hey there, welcome to this edition of Build Your Tribe. My name's Shalene Johnson, and this is legitimately one tip that will transform your business. And this is an episode that you'll want to take action on. Okay, off to the show.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Today, I'm talking to you about this one thing that most people don't do in their business. And in having a conversation with one of my friends who's also a business owner, I realized it's not as common sense as many people might realize. So I thought I would share it with you and also an example of how this works. And that is to resist the temptation to create new things and to go back and fix those things that are working or kind of working. The best example I can give to you is 30 Day Push. So if you go to 30daypush.com, that is a free program that I created in 2010. It's totally different now than it was in 2010. Completely different. And to be honest, there's so many other changes I want to make to it, even having just gone through it again this January, that I'm considering pulling it down. I'm considering pulling it down and turning it into a lower price paid program because it's that freaking good. It's so good. And initially it was pretty good, but every time I went through it again, I realized I knew more. I had a better way of explaining it. I had a better way of doing things. So think of the things that you do on a regular basis that the first time you do it, it's like a lot of work goes into it. It's really difficult. You're so proud of it. But then you realize, wow, if I were to do this again, it would be a lot easier and it would be a lot better. I want to share with you guys a little bit about why it's important to do this. For those of you, maybe you've never created a program, right? Like maybe you're like, I don't have an academy, or that's kind of my fear is I'm afraid to put this thing out because I don't know if it's good enough. You do just have to get it out. You just do, because it won't get better until you put it out there. It just won't. I just had this conversation with two very close friends of mine who are, they're like, I wish I had an ounce of their perfectionism because I make so many mistakes and I really do like things to be good, but I am not caught up in things being perfect because I just know it can't help anyone. And even in an imperfect state, it's going to help people. So you've got to get it out there. But then once you get it out there, it's really important that if it's kind of working, you should go back and figure out what part of it is working and what parts need to be better. If you've never created an academy, if you've never created a training system, I know there's an analogy that will work for you. Have you ever written an article or written a blog piece or had a second child or learned to do something and then realized, I know so much more now? Have you ever gone back and read an article or a blog that you've written and thought, what idiot wrote this? This is so bad. This is so bad. I know, right? I know. And at the time when you write it, you're like, brilliant. Honey, come in here. Honey, come in here. I have to read this to you. It is so good. And then you can like read it like, you know, a year later and go, what was I thinking? It's not that it wasn't good. It's just that you know so much more. And it's not even that you're being judgmental. I don't even think it's a matter of being judgmental. I just think it's a matter of realizing that you learn so much. You read things and you're like, I just know so much more. Like 30 Day Challenge, I think is an amazing program. And I think it was amazing back in 2010. But by 2011, here's what had happened. I'd read so many people's comments. I had been spending so much time inside the message boards that I knew there were pieces that maybe I hadn't explained well enough, or I needed to go further back, or there were some things that I took for granted that people understood and they just didn't. And so it wasn't that the 2010 program wasn't good. I just had learned so much I could make it better. Now, why do we need to make things better? Why? Well, obviously, so we can make money, number one. Number two, so that we feel better about what it is we're promoting. And number three, so that people actually get the results that we're hoping they'll get. How many of you, I'm just curious, as you're listening to this, are either you're in a multi-level marketing organization, you're in sales, you train a team. You are a leader and or you're the boss and you train a team. So even if you're not in an MLM, if you're just responsible for training a team, here's my first recommendation to you. pretend it's day one and you just came on board, especially if you're in a multi-level marketing organization, direct sales, like essential oils, doTERRA, Beachbody, Herbalife, It Works, all those organizations. And there's so many, and they're great for new entrepreneurs. They're great for advanced entrepreneurs. They're great for people who don't want to carry products, invent a system, invent a wheel. They just want to perfect one. The difference between someone who's pretty good at an MLM and someone who pretty much sucks at an MLM, in my opinion, is not how good they are at sales. It's how good they are at training people how to be successful. So here's my suggestion to you. Come on board as a new person in your organization. What does that training process look like? Go through it, because you might have created it 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, and you know so much more now because you've worked with so many new people. You know where people get stuck. If you've created an academy or a program or any type of training, go back through it from the opt-in page all the way through the sequence of the offering to purchasing. Once you purchase the product, have you personally gone through it and said, okay, what does the thank you page look like? What is the first email that an academy member receives? What's the first email that they receive? What does that look like? And does it give them enough information? Is it too much information? Is it overwhelming? Is it self-explanatory? Is this simple? Okay, now that I'm inside my own product academy, training, whatever it is, now what's the experience like? What do the graphics look like? Is this easy to navigate? Is it easy to understand? Let me pretend I know nothing, and go through these lessons. And I do this all the time for my programs, and it's one of the reasons why our business continues to grow and grow and grow. It's why our first year we made in personal development online academies, I think we made just a little under 200K. And this year we're on track to make 6 million. It's not because I create new programs. It's because I believe in what I've created, and I'm not creating something new unless I know people, like there's a need and it's killing me because it's holding people back. Right? And that's not fitness money that I'm talking about. That's personal and business development. And it's not from creating new programs. It's from going back and going, I believe in smart success. How can I make this better? I know that Marketing Impact is an amazing program. How can I make it better? And better doesn't mean bigger. Sometimes better means easier. Sometimes people get overwhelmed by how complicated things are, how much there is, and they just give up. And you have to figure out why people give up and where they give up and where they struggle. And the only way to do that is by going back through your own stuff as if you were a newbie. And it doesn't matter what we apply this to, whether it's, you know, you're hiring a babysitter for the night. Are you doing a good job of training them? Imagine what it would be like to show up at your house and never had spent any time in your home with your children and your timelines and your expectations and your bedtimes and what you feed your children. And what would you want to know? What would make it easy for that babysitter to be successful? This doesn't have to be something you only relate to having an academy or a product or a program. It can be your freemium. One of the things I teach regularly in the Marketing Impact Academy is that once you've got a freemium, go back to it and figure out, like, is this good? And what emails did I follow up with once they received my opt-in, my free gift, my audio, my how-to, my whatever it is? And when they got it, what was that process like? Is it up to date? Is it current? Is it on a landing page that's converting? Once they opted in, what format did it arrive in? And then assuming that, you know, 70% of people are doing things from their phones, what does this all look like from their phone? Have you ever attended your own webinar? This is how I was able to take one of my webinars from converting from 10% to 30%. Are you ready for this? This is how, by making one simple three-sentence change to a webinar, I took it from converting at like less than 10% to nearly 30%. You ready? It was simply recognizing that most people are watching a webinar from their phones. So in my previous webinar, I was saying things such as, okay guys, so just click that button. And if you're ready to get started, you can just click the button below and I'll see you inside the Courageous Confidence Club. Well, if you're watching a webinar from your phone, there is no button below. The webinar takes up the entire screen. And so people were just like, And they would get a text message or whatever, and they'd leave. And they weren't opting in. It would take an extra step. Now what I do is I simply explain to people, hey, I'll bet you're watching this on your phone right now. So what I want you to do, now don't go yet, but you're watching this on your phone, which means that there's a button, but you're not even seeing the button right now. So I'm going to ask you to, don't do it yet, but I'm going to ask you to click done. And then when you do that, everything's going to resize on your phone and you'll see, you'll kind of have to scroll a little bit, but just below the video, there's a button that says click add to cart. And just that simple instruction totally changed our conversion. Simple. But you have to go through things again as if you'd never been there, as if you're a brand new newbie, and see how things could be better. Many people have already gone through the Virtual Business Academy once, and I created it, I've been creating it and adding to it and adding to it, but I haven't gone back through it from the start since June. And so I decided to go back through it from the start, from the very first email through each and every lesson. And oh my gosh, listen to me closely because you're going to hear confidence and cockiness in my voice. It will never be priced where it was priced ever, ever again, because it's going to be a game changer. It's so freaking good. I can't even handle it. And I'm going through it much slower and people are trying to jump ahead, and y'all can jump ahead, but it's kind of pointless because by the time you get to where you're supposed to be, everything will have changed. So don't jump ahead, y'all. Don't jump ahead. And the reason why I created the Virtual Business Academy is because I started going back through the Marketing Impact Academy and thinking, if people try to do all this stuff themselves, which is pretty amazing, they're going to freak out and go, when am I supposed to have a life? I'm going to have to teach people how to outsource. But get this, I sold or promoted or got people excited about the Virtual Business Academy based on the fact that you can outsource. But I couldn't figure out why all these people who needed to outsource would buy the Virtual Business Academy and then not do it. And it wasn't until I started going through it that I realized why that was happening. Here's what people were telling me. People would say, oh, I just haven't had time. I know I need to. Yeah, the whole outsourcing thing, I know. Actually, I'm kind of doing it. So, but I'm like, why aren't you going through the academy? And what I realized was this. It's not a big enough pain point for people if I tell them, hey, what's going to happen is you're going to be able to work less. That's not a pain point for most people. You know, if I say, hey, listen, by using the Virtual Business Academy, you'll be able to take a month off, or you'll be able to work fewer hours and make more money. People are like, I'm doing all right as it is. I just need to get organized. So I'm not in enough discomfort to force myself to go through this program. If I was in enough discomfort, I would go through the program, but it wasn't enough discomfort for people. Well, then what are people uncomfortable with? Because I know eventually they're going to need that. So what are they uncomfortable with? And here's what I figured out it was. The point of pain for most people isn't that they don't know how to outsource, although they really don't, and they're going to learn how to in VBA, because most people think they know how to do it. The same is true of parenting. Most people think they know how to parent, and most people think they know how to whatever it is, right? Like, nobody thinks they need to improve like really, really important skills. They're like, yeah, I'm good. I'm pretty good, you know? And most people think, yeah, I'm familiar with Upwork. I know how to outsource, right? But they really don't. They don't know that by making those little teeny tiny slight changes, it changes the game. So if people think they know how to do it and it's not a pain point, then why would they need to go through the Virtual Business Academy? So I had to figure out, where are people uncomfortable? Where are they uncomfortable? Because if I can figure out where they're uncomfortable and I can help them figure that out, then they'll trust me enough and they'll believe me enough so that when we do get to the outsourcing piece, they'll be like, I am in like Flynn. And here's what I figured out. And only because I'm going through it a second time as if I'm a new student, I figured out this, that where people are in pain, where they're uncomfortable, is their disorganization. I can't tell you how obvious this was, and I never saw it. It didn't dawn on me until I was going through the Virtual Business Academy again from the start, how many Business owners are online and they don't even freaking know what a terabyte is. They're buying new laptops and desktops because they're running out of space because they don't know how to save things, how to store things, what they should be storing, how to back up, how to do all this. They don't know how to do it. And they're running a business online. And you know what? It's a weird thing. But if you think about it, it's the way business has evolved. Like now our businesses explode online, which means our lives and our businesses are digital, which means suddenly we were like the creative ones with great ideas. And now all of a sudden we're like, wait, do I need to know a little bit about, like maybe a lot about computers? Yeah, you do. I'm sorry. You do. You don't need to know how to code. You don't need to know how to create a software platform. But the basics, people don't know. People don't know the difference between encrypted messages and unsafe messages. Here's a huge one. Oh my God, this is so freaking huge. I can't tell you how many Dropbox owners I've talked to who said, do you know that I just keep buying new laptops and new hard drives because ever since I started saving things to Dropbox, which should have been giving me more space, now my computer won't move. It's like as slow as a snail. And it's because they had installed the desktop feature of Dropbox or the desktop feature of some other cloud storing program on the desktop of their laptop or their computer. And then therefore, all the files are being stored up here on the cloud and stored here on your laptop and in both places and taking up all of your space. And now everything's moving so slow. And it's like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of business owners who are like, yeah, I don't need to outsource, but my computer won't move. I'm buying another phone because I don't have any more storage. I don't know how to back things up. I don't know how my iCloud works. I don't know how to truly use a password manager. I don't know how to tell if this message has been sent encrypted. I don't know how to share files so that nobody else can get into them. I don't know how to know how much storage I should buy on my next computer. I don't know what RAM is. Do I need to know these things? You guys, you do. You do. And it's not that hard. But we have to stop avoiding it. And I wouldn't have figured this out had I not gone through VBA again as a brand new student. Now I'm like, because these were things I took for granted. I took for granted that people knew this stuff because they're on their laptops and they're running an online business. But the truth is, it's kind of like one of those little things. It's like, I'm embarrassed to say this, but what's the difference between a gigabyte and a terabyte? I'm so embarrassed to say this, but I use the same password on all of my websites and I don't know what two-factor authentication is. And I have no clue about how to use an external hard drive. And that's not embarrassing. It's just basics. I hadn't included those things thoroughly in the Virtual Business Academy. And now I am. And now I'm changing all those lessons because I'm like, I got to go back and forth. I got to go way back. I got to go way back because people didn't know this stuff and they weren't able to move forward because I hadn't given them enough foundation. And I would not have realized that that piece was something people didn't know or understand unless I had gone through it myself. Back and forth. Yeah, that's not really, it's not really singing. Here's the action step I want you to take. Whatever it is you offer, whether it's a free ebook, a training course for new distributors, a freemium, a product, a program, a webinar, go through it yourself. From the, I just found out about it, here's my email address, to the email sequences that you receive, to what it looks like to land there, and go through it as if you are a brand new person. And see what that process looks like. Take notes. Do this, my friends, before you create anything new. It's difficult to create something that makes money. That's the bottom line. And it's difficult to create something that works. And in order for something to make more money, you need testimonials. You need people who say, yeah, that's great. That's what you're saying about it. But I need to hear from other people that it's changed their lives. And that doesn't happen unless people actually get through it, do it, and it changes their lives. So it's really important that before you go creating something else, inventing a new wheel, getting excited about this next new thing, and you're thinking, well, you know, if I create something else, it might be bigger. No, if you've got something to work just even a little bit, go back to it and make it better because it's really hard to get something to work. It's even harder to work so well that people get results. And then when you have results, you have a winner. Because when you have results, then you don't have to sell it. Then people are talking about it. I want you to be in a place where people are talking about this thing that you do, this program that you offer, this service that you have, how amazing it is to be on your team, how incredible it is to be trained by you. So that people are like, hi, I was wondering if I can get that thing from you because everybody's talking about it. I don't even care what it costs because my best friend said this changed her life and I need to get that thing from you. When is it open? When is it available? Take my credit card. Open up my wallet. Take my money, please. Right? That's where you want to be. And that doesn't happen until people get major results and they're talking about them. And results don't happen until your program works and works so well it's nearly flawless. Keep going through your stuff and figuring out how it can be better because it can. It can be much better. And I am seriously revamping Virtual Business Academy because I didn't realize until going through it this time so much of the foundation, the piece that most business owners need, they don't have and they've been ignoring it. You know, they've been trying to solve it by buying more computers and more phones. And that doesn't work. It's just a needless expense. Man, I'm going to be able to save people so much money just by going through VBA and not having to keep buying new computers and phones. Thank you so much for writing reviews for Build Your Tribe. I don't know if you've done this, but I really appreciate it when you write a review about a specific episode. That helps me the most. And if you write me a review about a specific episode, feel free to tell me what additional information you didn't get or you'd like to get or other topics you'd like to hear on Build Your Tribe.
This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to ShaleenJohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to ShaleenJohnson.com/confidence tips.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.